أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. In the last two sessions, I talked about the importance and significance of akhlaq or morality in ethics. I said that akhlaq, being a collection of habits and qualities that result in good or bad actions, is very much important. It plays a pivotal role in the making of one's personality. I told you that since it plays a significant role in making one's personality, therefore it is very much important and it is very much significant. And that's the reason why Islam has paid attention to morality, and Islam has introduced morality as the main aim of the Islamic revolution. And Islam has also introduced the Holy Prophet as the example of good morality and as the example of good behavior. Today I am going to talk about the advantages of morality. What kind of advantages do we expect from morality? If we observe morality and moral values, what will we gain? And what if we do not observe moral values, what will we lose? This is what we will be talking about today. According to Islamic texts, and according to Islamic traditions, there are many advantages for the observation of moral values. According to Islam, if one observes moral values, he will be able to gain all these advantages. And if he does not follow moral values, and if he does not observe moral values, of course, he will lose all these valuable advantages. We will be, inshallah, talking about these advantages in this session, and of course, in the coming sessions. The first advantage of observing morality is that it brings about love and affection. It earns you popularity and affection. To explain this point, I should say that everyone might like to do good actions. And a believer does like to do good actions. And of course, a believer does his good deeds not for the sake of gaining popularity, but for the sake of God. A believer spends his time doing good things. He offers his prayers, his daily prayers, regularly. He pays his zakat. He pays his khums. He enjoins the truth. He forbids the evil. He goes on Hajj pilgrimage. He does jihad. And he does whatever Islam tells him to do. But he does all these duties not for the sake of worldly gains, not for the sake of gaining popularity, but for the sake of God the Almighty. He does all this in order to gain the satisfaction of God. Whatever he does, whatever pain he takes, he does it for the sake of Allah the Almighty. But good deeds nevertheless bring one popularity, love, and affection. Whoever does good deeds, whoever shuns evil deeds, sooner or late he will be popular. Sooner or late he will be recognized by others. Sooner or late he will be a famous person. He does the deeds for the sake of God, but his deeds automatically lead to popularity. His deeds automatically leads up to what we call love and affection. People love those who do good deeds. People sympathize with those who do good deeds and who do righteous actions. This is very much natural, and this is very much current. I will examine some of the Islamic documents and texts in order to find out how good deeds lead to popularity and bring about love and affection. It is Allah the Almighty who says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. Those who believe in God and those who perform good deeds, Allah the Almighty will create love and affection for them in the heart of others. Others will begin to love him. Others will begin to appreciate him. Others will begin to encourage him by any way they can. This is the law of nature. This is what God tells us. The interpreters of the Holy Quran tell us that Imam Ali, the first Imam of the Shia community, was told by the Holy Prophet to recite a dua, a prayer. And Imam Ali used to recite the prayer told by the Holy Prophet regularly. The text of the dua was this: اللهم اجعل لي عندك عهدا واجعل لي عندك ودا واجعل لي في صدور المؤمنين مودة. Our instance is this: واجعل لي عندك ودا. Imam Ali prays to God to have love and affection for him. O God, have love, have affection for me. وَاجْعَلْ لِي فِي سُدُورِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مُوَدَّةً. Oh God, create my love and my affection in the hearts of the believers. Oh God the Almighty, help me to gain the affection and love of the believers. The Holy Imam used to recite this prayer very regularly. According to interpreters, when the Holy Imam was reading and reciting this prayer, the verse which I recited before was revealed to the Holy Prophet. And the verse said that those who believe in God and those who perform good deeds, they will be liked by God. They will be loved by God. They will be appreciated by God. It implies as if God has listened to what Imam Ali has asked for, and he has given a response to what he has asked. Experience also tells us that those who are performers of good deeds and those who are inclined to do righteous actions, these people are liked by the public. These people are supported by the public. Even when you go to a shopkeeper to buy certain things, you go to a shopkeeper who is honest. You go to a shopkeeper who speaks the truth. It is natural for every person to appreciate and to encourage those who perform right deeds. At the time of election, everybody says, every candidate says that he is a good person. He has done such and such good deeds, and he has prevented such and such evils. It shows that in the back of his mind, he realizes that people appreciate good deeds. People appreciate the doer of righteous actions. And therefore, he appeals to what he understands. He appeals to what he realizes. And therefore, he encourages people to follow him, to cast their vote for him. And it tells us that doing good actions and performing righteous deeds are very much important. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says, Salasun yujibna al-muhabba, husnul khulq, wa husnul rifq, wa tawazu'. According to Imam Ali, there are three things that bring about affection. There are three things that earn you love and affection and popularity. What are these three things? The first thing is good behavior, good morality. The more you are well behaved, the more you gain popularity. The more you observe morality, the more you gain popularity. The more you observe moral values, the more you gain people's love and people's affection. Another thing is good friendship. When you befriend a person, then be a good friend. Be a sincere friend. Be an honest friend. Never try to do mischievous acts. never try to deceive others. The third thing is humbleness. Be humble. When you approach others, approach them humbly. Do not be arrogant. Do not show off. Don't behave in a manner that people think that you are very much important. Try to be yourself. Try to be humble. Try to be down to earth. According to the Holy Imam, if a person observes these three principles, if a person puts these three principles into practice, then of course he will be loved by people. He will gain popularity among people. He should not hesitate that he will earn popularity. He should not be skeptical that he will be a popular person among the public. If he believes in divine words, if he believes in what the holy imams say and recommend. Again, we say there is a tradition that advises us to follow moral values and to behave well with people. The tradition goes, "Alaykum bis-sakha," be generous. Don't be miserly. Try to spend in a rational and logical manner. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِحُسْنِ الْخُلْقِ. Be well-behaved. Behave yourself. Try to observe moral standards. If you want to become a good person, if you want to become a leader, try to be a good person. Never tell a lie. Never be dishonest. Never deceive others. Be always good. Do always the right things. This is very much important. According to this tradition, فَإِنَّهُمَا يَزِيدَانِ الرِّزْقِ وَيُجِيبَانِ الْمُحِبَّةِ. These two principles, the principle of generosity and the principle of good behavior, these two principles bring about and increase your sustenance and cause and bring about affection. Sustenance is very much important, just as love and affection and popularity is important. We strive day and night to gain sustenance, to gain money, to buy food and drinks, to provide ourselves shelter. So, according to this tradition, if a person is well behaved, his sustenance is granted. God will give him the sustenance he needs. God will give him the facility he needs. God will give him the shelter he needs. God will provide him with the things he needs. I think, according to this tradition, maybe the reason of the poverty on the part of many of us is misbehavior. Since we misbehave, since we do not observe moral values, therefore we are deprived of our sustenance. We are deprived of certain facility. We are deprived of certain benefits. Maybe If you are an honest person, and if you are famous because of your honesty and because of your good behavior, everyone will rely on you. When you need a loan, everybody will give you a loan. When you need something, everybody will come to support you. You see, this is the result of good behavior. This is the result of honesty. Honesty pays, sooner or late. Maybe in the short run, you may face difficulties, you may face challenges, but in the long run, things will change, and your honesty will pay. Therefore, Imam and our holy Imams emphasize on the observation of these principles. And there is a very long tradition. I'm not going to quote this tradition from the beginning to the end. I will just summarize and will tell you the summary of this tradition, which is very much important. According to this tradition, if a person develops the love of God in his heart, if a person loves God, then God will tell the Gabriel, God will tell Gabriel to love him, to love this person. When the Gabriel begins to love this person, this will affect the whole heavens, all heavens. And as a result, all heavens will begin to love this person. When the heavens love this person, this will result in a very strange, in a very extraordinary phenomenon. And that is, all the people on earth will begin to love the person who loves God. You see, look at this, the link. You love God, and this leads to the love of Gabriel, the angel. The angels begin to love you. And the love of angels leads to the love of heavens, and the heavens begin to love you. The universe begins to love you. And the love of universe leads to the love of all the people. They will begin to love you. They will begin to like you. They will begin to appreciate you. So you see that nothing in this world goes in vain. Whatever you do, whatever deed you perform, this will be calculated. This will be put into your account. Somebody will compensate for what you have done and for what you have said. Never think that you do something and your action is spoiled. Never think that you say something and your words are spoiled and are not taken into account. No, your words will be taken into account and your answer will be given soon or late. Yes, these are the traditions that are very much important. Let me end my speech by another quotation from Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Imam Ali says that, O believers, O people, refrain from three things. Keep aloof from doing three things. One is arrogance. Don't be proud. Don't be arrogant. Be always humble. Be down to earth. And try to avoid misbehavior. Misbehavior is also a very bad thing. It has to be avoided. One has to keep distance from misbehavior and from behaving in a bad manner. and try to keep aloof always from impatience. Be patient. Be tolerant. Yes, people are fallible. All human beings, except the holy imams and except the prophets, peace be upon him, all human beings are fallible. They are prone to errors. They are prone to mistakes. If a person commits a mistake, do not be angry. Do not be very much anxious. If a person commits an error, be patient and try to tolerate. And if you are patient, and if you are humble, and if you are well-behaved, as a result, you will gain friends. You will gain popularity according to this tradition. And if you do not observe these principles, and if you ignore these principles, according to this tradition, no friend will remain for you. Your friends will shun you. Your friends will abandon you. You will lead a lonely life. You will be isolated. In order not to face such kind of life, try to be a person who observes these moral values. Try to be a person who is well-behaved, and try to be a good person. Thank you very much.